This is Billy Brim, and the program you're about to hear is taken from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri. Enjoy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Heaven is calling us higher. Heaven is calling us higher. Church, it's time to arise. Amen. We are arising. Glory to God. We are. The glorious church. Say, I'm well on my way to becoming who I already am. High five somebody and have a seat. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, I love that song. That's not a bad song, is it, Mama? It's got to, she said it's a great song. Praise the Lord. Well, it's my time. Are you ready to get coached a little bit? We're all spiritual athletes. Last I read in the Bible, we're to run a race. And we are to fight not the devil, but against, or fight for your faith. Amen. And we are to wrestle, not against each other, but against principalities and powers. So fighting, wrestling, and running are all athletic events. Do you agree? Then we're spiritual athletes, and we need to be coached. Coaching's good. Amen. There's been bad coaches in your life, probably, but there's been good coaches as well. Now, I don't know if you know my recent calling, but I have been called to be an associate pastor in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And I'm still full-time traveling. So, but we, my wife and I, Candace, is she here?
Yes.
Candace, can you come up here for a second? I want to show you off. Is that all right? I really, really, really overmarried. So, guys, there is a God. Now, Mom always said, Chip, now it's what's on the inside that counts. I remember riding with Mac and Lynn Hammond one time, and I always thought Lynn was so beautiful. You know? She still is, yeah. And I said, Mac, Mama keeps telling me it's what's on the inside, but I want something nice on the outside, too. He turned around and said, don't you settle for anything less. I said, told you, Mom. And I got it, I got it, I got it. We had a pastor appreciation day, it was last year or something, and the church was going around passing the microphone, and it was, we thank God for Candace, we're so thankful for Candace. There wasn't one chip one in there. But I didn't get offended. Anyway, you got anything you want to say real quick, or?
Glory to God, it's good to be here. It's good to see all these faces out here. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. I'm thankful to God, and I'm excited what Chip's got to preach for you. Oh, get your seatbelt on, because we're going to another level in Christ. It's time for the body of Christ to take their place, their position. We must. It's imperative. We must.
Pray over the meeting, would you? Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up this meeting, Father. I thank you for this group that's here today, Father. I thank you, Father, that you bless them exceedingly abundantly above all that they can ask or think, Father, for they have given up their time to be here, Father. And now I know, Lord, you will speak to them today about their place and their position and to rising to that new level in you, Christ. I thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus. I make much of the blood, and I apply the blood of Jesus over this conference and over the words that are getting ready to be spoken, Father, that they will not return void, but they will do what you called them to accomplish to do. And I thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And my handsome son is here. Caleb, would you stand up and wave at everybody and the girls out in the crowd? Quarterback of the football team. Proud of him. But I'm proud of him. He loves God. That's what I'm most proud of him. And since my new calling in the pastor staff, I have been on my knees praying for pastors like never before. I've got a new appreciation for you guys. I've been praying for you. I'm praying for you. Oh, my goodness. You know, traveling ministers, I think when I was coaching, we had a class in coaching, and it said every coach needs to be an umpire, and every umpire needs to be a coach. That'll make you a better umpire, and that'll make you a better coach. Every pastor needs to be a traveling minister, and every traveling minister needs to be a pastor. I think Brother Hagin said that, as a matter of fact. Amen. Don't you agree? Well, I was thinking, because I come in there, and I remember as a coach, you know, you can't please everybody. That's rule number one. You just can't please everybody. Even Jesus couldn't please everybody. And I came in and I was all fired up and I had great ideas and I had this vision and motivated. Man, I'm really going to get this thing going. And these were all great qualities, but I had to repent after a while. I recently repented because were they God's ways? Is it what God said to do? Now, I was fired up, but I really wanted God's way, so I inquired of the Lord. You know, even David knew to inquire of the Lord. I do a lot of study on David, and David inquired of the Lord always. And the reason why he inquired of the Lord is because David had his ways as well. Do you remember Saul, when he asked for someone who could play, go get me somebody, and they brought this one of his servants came in and said, I know one of Jesse's sons. And he begins to describe and give the reputation of David even before Goliath. David had a reputation before Goliath. And he said, he plays the instruments well. He's a man of war. He's a valiant warrior, a man of war. David was known as a man of war before Goliath. He had a reputation. How many know we need a reputation? The seven sons of Sceva, that demon said, we know Paul, we know Jesus, but who are you? That's a good question to ask. Who are you? Amen. And so David had this reputation, and it said he was a man of war. I studied that on out, went into the Ark Scrolls and all of the things they said about in the sages, and it said David was bloodthirsty, meaning David loved to fight. David's first and only, if it was only up to him, his ways, David's ways would be, God, tell me to go get him. God, tell me to fight him. Bear, lion, no problem. Giant, let's go. And David loved to fight. Now, what's interesting is God said he's a man after my own heart. So here David had his ways, but he knew that God had his way. Are you with me? And sometimes God did say go. And then sometimes God said, stay, let me go before you. Amen. But God had his ways. How many know God has his ways? How many know that little things are important to God? And God hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And some of us are doing our ways without inquiring of the Lord. I went in there fired up as a pastor. Let's change the lights. Let's change the set. Let's change it. What about God's ways? I'm not saying he doesn't want lights. I'm not saying it, but what about God's way? I want to contend for the glory. Just like Mama was talking about, the ark, that was the Philistine way. And they put it on the cart. They put it on the cart. Hey, it's working. Proof's in the pudding. Look at the fruit. Things were going good for a while. They were praising God, playing, singing, worshiping, until it stumbled. And God had something to say. And like Mama said, God's intentions wasn't to kill that man who reached up and grabbed it, but there's judgment in the glory. God was saying, I'm still holy. And he's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And I repented as a pastor. I repented. I said, God, I haven't been inquiring of your ways. I want your way. How many know that God has a plan? We learned this from Brother Hagin. He has a plan for every man and every woman. Do you believe that? Do you have a plan? Do you believe that he also has a plan for every meeting? If you truly believe that, then you're not just going to find something that week to preach on and get you a series going. You will seek God. You will inquire of God. God, what do you want? God, I want what you say. I know you have a say in my church. I want what you say. I know things are rolling on and going good, but I want you, what you say. And when it's God's way, there is no limits. We can dig anything out of the Bible and preach it and it'll be good. It's the Word of God. But when it's God's way, Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord and do not what I say?" And he's regarding faithfulness there, of course. But how many millions of Christians call him Lord, but in truth, he's only their Savior? Because if he's Lordship of your life, what will you do? Oh, come on, somebody. Did I not say that? Did I not coach that clear enough? If he's truly Lord of your life, what will you do? You will do what he says. When nobody's looking. When everybody else is doing something else. When it's the opposite thing you want to do. Come on. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. So, glory to God. Now, praise the Lord. This happened to me recently. We have a C4C youth camp. And I'm going to tell you something. I did not want to do that camp. I'm not, don't get the wrong idea, oh, Chip's a youth pastor, no, he's anointed. No, I speak to the youth, absolutely, to the men, churches. But the Lord told me to do a youth rally. And we host it in Branson. And we do a week-long rally. And I'm telling you, it's not like any in the world. Now, is this meeting like any in the world? No, and you try to tell people, you know, and they get in their minds, you know, well, meetings and conventions. No, it's, and we have moms speak there to the youth. And I said, "Mom, do you think you can get on their level and speak on their level?" I was concerned, you know, that it would be too high. And so she goes, "I get on your level every day." And then she repented. No, she's, you did say that, but anyway, oh, isn't it, mom, and you know what, those youth come from all over the world, and she's their favorite preacher.
Shalom, did you enjoy that? That was from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer, and we're about to have our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri, at the Oak Ridge Brothers Theater. It officially begins October 30th, about 10 o'clock in the morning. We invite you to come through November 3rd. We invite you out to Prayer Mountain on the last day, and then after that, there's a gathering of the nations. We invite you, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 for details.